Next speaker, Conlon.
Yeah.
Cool. Is interested in enhancing health-promoting compounds in brassica vegetables. He is here to explain how methyl jasminate has anti-cancer properties in kale today. Without further ado, cool.
Thank you, Byron. Hello, everyone. My name is Kang Moku. I'm very interested in improving health-promoting compounds in brassica vegetable. Today, I will talk about how I can treat methyljasminate to increase health-promoting compounds in kale. Epidemiological study have shown that consumption of vegetable reduce cancer risk, especially brassica vegetables are more effective on reducing cancer risk than general vegetable. Glucosinolate is one of the most important compounds in brassica vegetable. That's because the hydrolysis product of glucosinolate induce PACE2 enzyme, then it can prevent cancer. So far, sulforaphane and pentyl isothiocyanate and indole have been reported as anti-cancer bioactivity. What is the glucosinolate? Glucosinolate is sulfur-containing compounds mainly found in brassica vegetable. Glucosinolate is classified into indole and aromatic and aliphatic glucosinolate based on their functional functional group in the structure and the precursor amino acid. Glucosinolate is synthesized and stored in the plant cell, and plant also synthesize myelogenase enzyme and separately stored in the myosin cell. If the brassica vegetable have insect damage or wounding, they are mixed and form a range of different compounds, and they have a insect defense mechanism, insect defense bioactivity, and also for human, they have anti-cancer bioactivity. Let me introduce about the carcinogenesis first, how hydrolysis product of glucosinolate prevent cancer. Carcinogen induce DNA damage in normal cell, and it become to mutated cell. If the damage is not repaired, they slowly process and then finally may lead to cancer. Where the carcinogen comes from? The food we eat and even normal metabolism produce carcinogen and free radical, which can induce DNA damage. In human body, we have a PACE2 enzyme which can convert carcinogen to non-toxic compound and facilitate recreation and secretion. In brassica vegetable, hydrolysis product of glucosinolate such as sulforaphane and phenethyl isothiocyanate and indole can induce PACE2 enzyme. Quinol reductase is one of the PACE2 enzyme which I use in my study. This inducing this enzyme is highly correlated with in vitro and in vivo cancer prevention. Our previous study reported that methyljasminate treatment significantly increased glucosinolate such as gluconazotrin and neoglucoprazosin, and also it increased quinone reductase activity. And we also reported that hydrolysis product of neoglucoprazosin such as neoascorbazine and N-methoxyindole-3-carbinol induced QR activity. Another our previous research suggests that methyljasminate treatment can increase phenolic and flavonoid in kale leaf tissue, but it didn't increase phenoligan flavonoid in broccoli florets because of the tissue specificity response. So far, there is no information which glucosinolate it can be increased by methylacetamide in kale. So the objective of this research is finding out which glucosinolate is response to methylacetamide treatment, and also what is the primary QR contributor in methylacetamide treated kale. So in order to test this one, we choose two different kale species, and also we spray 250 micromole of methylacetamide 4 days prior to harvest. And we harvest three apical and three basal leaf tissue for one each replication, and we measure the glucosinolate and hydrolysis product of glucosinolate and QR activity. Using the apical and basal extract, we prepared a one-to-one extract mixture, and the result says the methylacetamide treatment significantly increased QR activity in each kale cultivar over two seasons, except for 2011 dwarf blue cold bay. Note that there was a severe drought stress in 2011 in Midwest. So which means this treatment can be compounded by environment stress. And we also tested apical extract and basal leaf extract in QR activity. Apical leaf extract significantly increased QR activity, and it has the same trend with mixture. And also this is much higher than basal leaf in terms of QR activity. We also measure the glucosinolate in this sample. We found that the methylacetamide treatment consistently increased neoglucobrasicin and glucobrasicin in two different kale cultivars over two seasons. And also, I would like to point out the concentration of the glucosinolate in apical leaf is much higher than basal leaf. That's why apical leaf extract can increase much more QR activity. In order to find out what is the relationship between methylacetamide inducible glucosinolate and QR activity, we choose different methylacetamide concentration from 0 to 500 micromole and spray in two different kale cultivars. As I increase methylacetamide concentration, QR activity also gradually increase in apical leaf tissue because the apical is more response to defense mechanism. And also glucosinolate is gradually increased as I increase methylacetamide concentration. And there were a significant correlation between QR activity and glucobrasicin and neoglucobrasicin, which means increased glucosinolate can maybe contribute to enhancing QR activity. Actually, glucosinolate itself does not have anti-cancer bioactivity. So we measure the hydrolysis product of glucosinolate from the different concentration of methylacetamide treated kale, and we found that there were significant correlations between QR activity and hydrolysis product of glucobrasicin, which is indole-3-carbinol and diindole-methane, and another one is hydrolysis product of neoglucobrasicin, which is N-methoxyindole-3-carbinol neoascorbazine. Last one is sulforaphane derived from the glucolapane. So these several different hydrolysis products can increase QR activity in kale leaf tissue, but indole-3-carbinol actually has very low CD value, which is required to double fold of QR activities, which means there may be another phytochemical can induce QR activity in kale leaf tissue. Since I already mentioned methylglyphosate can increase flavonoid in kale, so we also test prepare the phenolic and flavonoid rich extract using 70% methanol with boiling to inactivate the myrosinase enzyme. So we test QR activity. So in the red winter cultivar, especially apical leaf tissue, they QR activity is significantly increased because of methylglyphosate treatment group has more flavonoid content. So I would like to say for the red winter cultivar, sulforaphane and M-methoxyindole-3-carbinol and flavonoid may be the QR contributor. And in case of dwarf blue curled bait, M-methoxyindole-3-carbinol and new ascorbigen and indole-3-carbinol may be the QR contributor. And plus, there may be possibly because oligomer of indole-3-carbinol also can induce a QR activity. So my conclusion is methylglyphosate treatment can increase indole glycosylate biosynthesis in kale leaf tissue, and it also increase QR bioactivity. But there is interaction between environment stress and the methylglyphosate treatment. And also, the methylglyphosate inducible glucosinolate can be different in different species and different cultivar. And also, lastly, I would like to mention increased QR activity may be the synergetic effect of glucosinolate hydrolysis product and other phytochemicals such as flavonoid. I think this approach can be useful to increase phytochemical in brassica vegetable, which is grown in greenhouse or vegetable in mild environment. So, I would like to express my thank you to all of my lab member and committee member and scholarship program. Thank you. Now I'm happy to take any question.
Yes.
Is there any effect of methylglyphosate on the growth of kale?
Your question is, are there any effective method to I'll repeat the question. Are there any effective effect of methylglyphosate on kale growth? Yes, there probably have some negative effects because methylglyphosate is related with defense mechanism. So whenever I spread methylglyphosate on plant, it changes the stage from the growth to reproduction defense mechanism. So it slow down the growth and also try to increase more defense related compound. So if you spray methylglyphosate a month before harvest, it definitely inhibit the growth of the kale or other plant. But if you spray whole day prior to harvest, it does not significantly affect on the growth of plant.
So in the case, in terms of the cost of
His question is this a feasible method to grow, to spray to any plant to for commercial produce? And I think this depends on the customer decision. Luckily to say, methylglyphosate is not really expensive compound, and also this is a very safe compound because it's a volatile compound. So luckily to say, in broccoli it probably 10 cents per broccoli program. So if the consumer willing are willing to buy broccoli which has biofortified with glucosinolate, it probably really feasible, yeah, feasible method to increase phytochemical. Yes.
Just as a point of reference, if I wanted to improve my health and help myself with the cancer, how many leaves of kale would I need to eat? Just without the jasmine, was the whole plant? Is it just one leaf?
Yeah, that's a very good question. As I showed my research, eat a small leaf of kale, and that probably was effective to increase health promoting bioactivity. And also, probably for the broccoli, you just need to eat one prolet per week. That's the effective to prevent cancer. For the kale, I probably say this much for a week.
A half a leaf, maybe, per week? So, what's the methyl jasmate for? If it's a half a leaf per week.
No, not half of it, yeah.
Kurt Nolte is asking, if it's just half a leaf per week, what's the methyl jasmate for?
I'm sorry, yeah. If you spray methyl jasmate on kale, yeah, it definitely increases more phytochemical in kale. So if you, even if you eat half of kale, you can get double fold of the as promoting bioactivity. Yeah, is it your question? Yeah, thank you. Any question? Thank you.